We're about to connect you to the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast, but when it's finished, put down the device and reconnect face-to-face over some Aussie lamb. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. Share lamb, not selfies.
Welcome to Friday. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. How are you guys?
Oh, very special Friday. Love is in the air.
Yes.
Everywhere you look around. Woo, Valentine's Day. Do you do Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. So much. so many. Yeah.
I mean, are you anti it? Is it too like commercialised for you?
No, I just usually don't have anyone.
Okay. What? If you had someone, would you be doing something very romantic?
I'm doing something today.
Oh, you've got someone?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I am opening my show at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. Because that is what this summer would want.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's not often you realise that your four-year-old is braver than you are.
Me or you?
Do you have a four-year-old?
No, I thought you meant that Evie was braver than me.
No.
But you meant than you.
Than me.
Okay, what's she done?
When we were away on holidays, you know I'm scared of heights. Yes. Remember I had a panic attack when we went to the chairlift at Arthur's Seat?
Yes.
I had a panic attack on a ski chairlift with my nieces once and made them sing happy birthday to me for 45 minutes because we got stuck.
Yes, and you told me in no uncertain terms when we were in London and we put a blindfold on you.
I was so scared.
You said, if this is high up, I go home.
Yeah, so I don't do heights. I do fast things, but I don't like high things.
Do you?
What do you mean?
What do you do fast?
Well, like when we went to Disneyland, I didn't want to do any of the things that were high up, but I went on the cars ride because it's low down on the ground, but it goes fast. So I do like a bit of a thrill, but just not with height.
The cars ride is still a kid's ride, right?
No, adults go on it too. It's a big ride.
No, I mean, I know adults go on it, but it's for kids.
No, it's for anyone.
Okay. I'm just questioning how fast you're fast.
I'm not on the bloody Humpty Dumpty ride or Dumbo. I'm talking, it's a fast car ride.
I reckon you've gone on the Dumbo one.
That one goes a bit high for me.
I find it hard.
Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because we went to Wet n Wild for the day.
Yeah.
And they've got all these epic slides that are super, super high up and they go round and round. They're almost like roller coasters. Yes, honey.
You didn't even get on.
Okay, here's the point. I've got my daughter with me and she gets radio. She's saying, get to the point, Mum. Yeah. I didn't even go on it. No, I didn't go on those ones. I said to Evie, I'll take you on the low-down one, which is probably the height, I reckon, of a first story of a house.
Yeah.
And we had to line up for 45 minutes to go down this ride that kids as young as Evie's age could go on. And we got right to the beginning of the ride, ready with our mats.
Lined up.
With our mats. And you know, on slide stairs, they're like quite narrow and everyone lines up. No one's coming back down. Everyone's only going up.
Because there's a slide to go down, the best bit.
Yeah, exactly. And what did Mummy do when we got to the top ready to do it?
We went to the top and then she just got scared because she actually thought that was going to be low, but it was so high up that she couldn't. She just had to land down and Daddy did it with my brother.
Yeah. So, Evie, how did Mum get down?
She just had to, like, walk past everyone.
And then
was that so embarrassing?
Yeah.
And there was people going, one guy goes, "Oi, Carrie." And I was like, oh, God. And so not only am I walking, coming back down because I'm too scared, now people are recognising that it's me that's too scared. I'm that person that everyone's going, oh, my God. Anyway, I realised at that point that I really need to warm up because I cannot be bailing on a slide that's for four-year-olds who went wild.
This is so good. And
how
I've been waiting.
I face my fears?
I've been waiting to get to this point in the show for so long. Because I seem to remember at about probably a year ago now when you made me bungee jump nude on national TV.
I think we're going bungee jumping. There's no way.
I watched Chris bungee jump
in New Zealand. I can't.
Would you like to see your mum bungee jump?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
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 No.
Yes.
Yes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickmore, it's rare that I do this, but I'm bringing a book to the people of Australia.
Looks like a good one. Bit of light reading for the show.
So I've been reading this book.
Oh, my God.
But it's really, this happens. This happens. Every time someone sees me with it, their face does that. And I've also been recommending it to people and they get really concerned. It's an amazing book.
Can I have a look?
Yes. Do you want to read, first give the author's name. First give the author's name.
Johan,
I think.
Hari. Yeah.
Hari. And mm-hmm. he wrote a book called...
Oh, my gosh. Elton John is the quote on the front. His amazing book will change your life.
So this guy's incredible. He's written a book called Chasing the Scream, which is about the impacts of drug addiction on various societies around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this book...
Hillary Clinton says it's wonderful.
Yes. So it's high praise, but you want to read out... And these words are in quite big on the front, big enough that when I just first took it out of my bag, you went, oh, God, straight away. And so if I'm reading this at a cafe and you
walk
past...
Or on a plane. Or in bed at the end of a night.
Yes. Or I tell my friends that I'm reading this book or I recommend it. So firstly, give the title...
In big letters it says, Lost Connections.
And then what does it say under that?
Why you're depressed and how to find hope.
Why you're depressed and how to find hope.
I mean, it makes me happy that you're reading stuff like that.
Yeah. I can't talk up this book now. It's an amazing book.
What is amazing about it?
It's about, it's basically about loneliness and the link to... how we've always viewed depression as something that can be fixed with antidepressant or with a tablet, and its intrinsic link with loneliness and how people will give you a tablet but don't address the cause, which so often is loneliness, and how they go hand in hand. So all these things, like you've often talked about social media but disconnecting you from the world.
It's not saying, though, that there can't be versions of depression that are chemical imbalances. It's just saying that there are often other factors involved.
It's saying that our chemical imbalances are caused by things.
Right.
And so rather than simply trying to fix the chemical imbalance, we should try and work out why these imbalances are caused and what we can do to
make... As a society.
As a society to be healthier and happier and better. And it
and
talks
more connected.
About... Yeah, more connected. So it talks about things like communities where there will live still 13 people in a house and things like that. And the lowering of pretty much every type of disease in... Anyway, it talks about all that. Right,
I have heard that before about postnatal depression in areas where, you know, the whole idea of a village raising a child,
yes.
where there is support.
Exactly, right? So it's fascinating stuff. It's really interesting.
I'd have to grab myself a copy.
Well, I recommended this to my dear friend, and she just sent me this message. And I wasn't going to talk about this, but I thought this stuff keeps happening to me. And she sent me this message. She said, I bought your book. And she sent me a photo. There it is, the book on the counter. And she said, the lady at the bookshop said sincerely, take care of yourself, please, when I bought this.
That's beautiful. I like that. I like that she's cared. I like that she's gone as she's handed over the book.
Yes.
And instead of, she's gone, we need to connect. This is what we're talking about. Even just saying hello to the girl that bought the book is a connection.
Exactly
right. We don't do enough of it.
Anyway, buy the book and then freak all your friends out.
How far are you in?
I'm halfway, so I'm nearly fixed, guys.
I was going to say, you're feeling any better. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy doing it all thanks to Australian Lamb, bringing Australia together chop by chop.
Chop by chop by chop by chop. I mean, if you haven't had a juicy lamb chop this week, you haven't really lived.
Chops always remind me of my grandparents.
Do they?
They loved a chop peas and mash. Very simple, but so freaking delicious.
Do you know what I was about to say? I was about to say I'm a bit the same with lamb shanks, but that's not true because I only ever met one of my grandparents and she died when I was real young. Heaps still to come in the show. Ross
Why
Noble.
Why would you bring that up?
Because I went to not bring it up and then I brought it up.
But how could it remind you of your grandparents then if you never...
Yeah. That's a dozen.
So you were just going to make it up.
Hey?
Mine actually reminds me of my grandparents.
No, because lamb shanks remind me of old people because they always say, you know how they're fancy now?
Yeah.
They always say, oh, that was like the poor meat back in the day because it was cheaper. And so I went to say grandparents and then I went, you're lying to Australia. Don't do that. Ross Noble coming up after four.
He'd love a shank.
I wonder if his grandparents are alive. We'll ask him. Stay tuned. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same, but backwards. We're tied at one apiece, I believe.
I gave it to you last week, so I'm not giving it to you this time.
It was a draw.
Yeah, I feel like you took a lot from
When you give me something, give me the whole thing. Don't give me a draw.
No, but you were losing terribly and you came to a draw.
Okay, we're fighting.
All right. I've gone with a little bit of a theme in this one.
Oh, God.
It is collabs or... collaborations. I'll give you the point if you can get either artist, all right? So it makes it a little bit easier.
Okay.
No. Okay.
All right, here's number one.
Oh. Terry. South. It's Ed Sheeran.
Tommy.
South of the Border.
Damn.
He's off to a flyer. First one.
I wouldn't call that a flyer.
Do I get a point if I can say the artist who it's collabing with?
Khalid?
No, it's Camila Cabello, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
It is Camila Cabello. Alrighty, number two.
Carrie.
I know it.
Anybody.
I need your love. I feel like it, Carrie. When I lose control. Medusa? Lose control?
Yeah, look, I'll give that to you.
I mean, you did play it forwards.
You buzzed in again, and I thought, are we still doing this?
No, no, we weren't.
But that was good.
No, it wasn't. That was same, same, but same, same.
But forwards.
Yeah, that was same, same.
All right, one
zip. And that's it. Just the same, same.
Okay.
One zip. Good,
thank you.
Thank you. I did get that.
No, no.
But just, I mean, just unfortunately, give me a
great work. You're very good.
Thank you.
Talented.
Thank you.
Human. Fantastic. Outstanding in your field.
All right, here's number three.
Carrie. Christina Aguilera.
Tommy. Tommy.
Yep.
Is it called Moulin Rouge? Damn. It's from Moulin Rouge, right?
It is from Moulin Rouge.
Lady Marmalade.
Yeah, but you were right, because Christina and Lil Kim. For that
you really
one.
Wound back the court. No, there was like four of them, wasn't there?
Yeah, let's not talk about the rest of it. All right, still one zip. This is number four.
Maya. Maya was one of them.
Was she?
Yeah, remember Maya?
Yeah,
she was
raging
hottie.
She had that awesome song.
Lady Marmalade.
No, the only one that I remember her from. What was it? Yeah.
Case of the X.
No, Case of the X.
Didn't she also do Ghetto Superstar?
Was it?
None that
was,
of those
that's
songs.
No, that was, that
game.
Was,
wasn't
no,
that?
Wasn't Maya.
Wasn't that anyone?
It was.
That was
it?
Maya.
It was Maya. Yeah. That's a great song. Maybe that's
yeah,
what
it is a great song. Also a collab.
Alrighty, one zip, number four.
Yeah. This one, category, theme hard. None of those
was that,
words.
Was that your that sentence was backwards?
Yeah. It was me desperately trying not to buzz in with my own name.
Don't.
I know what it is.
When are we going to buzz him out here?
Okay, can I tell you what it is then and you don't get to have it?
No. Doesn't work like that.
What if I give you both? Hang on, what if I get like a deal?
No,
what if
are
I
we bargaining
give you both?
Now?
You don't change the rules. You wouldn't let the rules be changed for me. You can't.
Because
change
did
it.
You want to have a crack?
Oh, no. I've,
can I now? Can I tell you if it's not worth anything?
Okay.
It's Lady Gaga and is it not Bradley Cooper? Is it not that song in the show?
Just gonna stay. Rihanna. Love that you are. Love the
oh,
way you lie.
Oh, that's Eminem as well.
Oh, yeah. God. All right.
Is it?
Worst
is that,
same
is that Eminem as well?
Yeah.
Biggest is up one here. So tell me, you got to get this one to tie again. This
but I didn't get a point for Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
That's okay. A good song, though.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Last one.
I know the artist, but not the song. I got it!
Tommy's buzzed in.
I got it!
It's Lady Gaga.
You just sang it.
Yes, I know. which is called... Get down on it.
Are you going to buzz him out? Then
yeah,
I'm going to go.
Because...
Is it Lady Gaga, Love on the Dance Floor?
Oh.
No.
What was it?
Phone call?
Oh, telephone. Landline?
Is this the lowest
mobile?
Score we've ever had for same
it's like two people that have never heard music.
Yeah.
It's like they've gone, you know. Anyway, I won't say what I was going to say.
Yeah, I know. I, again.
Because that's a win to you, mate.
Was that a win to me? It didn't feel like a win.
It's a lose to everybody.
It's like a loss for me and the rest of Australia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Friday, it's the weekend. Normally the time you go, wow, let your hair down, be a little freer.
Wow.
But one member of our team spends their life living free, living wild, going against the grain, and that is our web guy, Eli, the man child. How are you, Eli?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, do you want to just take your dummy out so we can have a quick chat?
This is very, you've gone very aggressive when you've only just brought Eli to the microphone. Eli, the web guy, why?
We talked to Eli. Well, hold on. We did talk to, like, what did we have Eli on for? What was the last time we spoke to him? Do you remember?
No. Was it something involving ridiculous snack?
Yes. It was because he was here mid-afternoon while we were having a coffee, chomping down on a toffee apple.
Oh, toffee apples. That's right. Yeah.
And then we reflected on the fact that the snack he'd had the day before was colourful popcorn. Ice cream was what he had for lunch 2 days before that. He is a grown man that has the diet of a kid at a show, at a royal show. Is the diet.
Yeah. It's full-time carnival food.
It's carnival food.
I'm amazed I haven't seen you walking around with a big thing of fairy floss.
Or one of those oversized toys that you
win. Yes. Eli, have you always had this, or when you were young were you eating caviar and blue cheese?
No, always, always.
Because we've discovered that it's not just your food that you like to live as a child through. You recently went on a holiday to New Zealand.
Yes.
And we thought you were going to tell us all about the beautiful sights of Queenstown, the amazing mountains overlooking the ocean. And what was your highlight of your time in New Zealand?
I caught an exclusive Pokemon that's only native to New Zealand.
Did you only go to New Zealand just for that Pokemon?
Oh, my God. Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
What do you mean? And what is... I thought people stopped playing Pokemon like 2 years ago.
No, not at all. They keep updating that with a whole lot of new patches and a whole lot of new Pokemon you can catch.
What did you get? What did you get in New Zealand?
It's called a Relicanth. It's a rock/water type Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
What did you do to celebrate catching it?
I called a few of my friends, so they were pretty excited.
Did you call them? I'm surprised you had credit, because the other thing we discovered is that you have a prepaid phone. Yeah.
Well, yes, I use the Wi-Fi for that. So.
I'm surprised
you have a very serious job, Eli. You can't be working off prepaid. That's why you never text our producer, Sunderbag.
He also, in New Zealand, couldn't catch it effectively because he had to use hotel Wi-Fi. So he had to be standing in the reception and get onto different hotels' Wi-Fi to catch this bloody imaginary thing.
Eli, should I tell Carrie or should you tell her?
Go ahead.
Carrie, you just said that Eli has a very serious job.
Yeah.
Most of what Eli does is film us, you making me vomit, you making me put on a mankini to race Mac Horton. I don't know. I think Eli is actually the perfect person for the job.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, our next guest is one of our favourite comedians, and we've chatted to him many times before, which is why we thought we would try our new favourite segment with him, Ross Noble. Welcome to the show.
Is the segment called We Can't Think of Anything Else to Talk About?
No.
It's very close to that, actually.
We thought it would be nice to ask you what you want to talk about.
Okay.
Because I assume you've got some really great passions that are probably pretty niche.
And that no one ever really asked you about
them. I see. Can we talk about knives?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that a passion of yours?
Not really, but it's something I've been, just before, I've been mainly... Cheese knives.
Okay. And so when you say cheese knife, which one do you picture? Because I picture instantly the one that has the two prongs at the end. That you could also stab someone
exactly.
with. And it looks like a snake bite.
If you stab somebody, you'd have to go to that. You can't go straight at them.
Is that what that bit's for, to pick up the cheese?
You see, this is the point that
I just realised you said that.
You are joking.
No, I'm actually not joking. I never got why it was rounded 100% at the end. I swear on my life I'm looking you straight in your eye.
You've
I've
just
never
realized
picked
that.
Well, because you use your fingers to put it on a cracker. Why would you need that bit?
What?
Well, you cut it
yes.
and then pick it up and put it on a cracker.
You're in a fancy restaurant.
I don't order cheese at a fancy restaurant.
But you don't have a cheese board?
No,
yeah,
dessert.
I love it. Yeah, no. I have that for dessert.
I get like
cheese.
A pudding or something.
Cheese and whiskey for dessert.
No, you don't have a. You have your dessert, then the cheese.
Okay, well, by then I'm home to the babysitter. I don't get to hang around and have the
you
cheese
want,
board.
You want to be bloated. You think, oh, I couldn't have any more. I could not eat another thing.
Mm.
Oh, I'll have some cheese, though. Yeah.
You know when it's great? When you're full. But you also want to have bad dreams.
Exactly.
So you go, oh, the cheese board, thank
exactly.
you.
I mean, my, just stop the clock on the cheese knife for a second, okay. But my daughter loves, the 7-year-old loves mature cheddar so much, right? She's like, you know, like a Victorian, like some sort of Victorian mill owner or something. I do like Victorian cheddar.
Mature cheddar.
Port. But there's a farm, there's like a farm shop near us, and you know the free samples.
Mm.
So she goes around just necking the cheese. I think she's like a low level superhero that's been like she got bitten by a mouse, and her only superpower is being able to consume
cheese.
And so she ate this one. She went, oh my god, that's amazing! And then she starts necking it. And do you feel obliged? Do you have this with your kids where they eat the samples and you think, oh, I've got to buy.
A bit of the cheese now. Well, that's what they're working on. They're hoping that that guilt will get to you.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I'm the tight ass, though, so I don't ever know.
You don't?
In fact, I get them all to go for a sample, and then we keep walking through the shop.
You just leave. Fair enough. Actually, stop the clock on that. Let me just tell you about this. There was one time
We're running out of clocks. Stop.
We've got two clocks. We've got the cheese knife going,
yes.
And we've got the stealing the samples. But there was one time I foolishly was supposed to be doing this film where I was playing like a henchman, so I decided that, you know, to go all method, and I spent 14 weeks boxing, like properly.
Did you?
Yeah, because I just, you know, I just thought, why not? To be honest, I just wanted to spend 14 weeks boxing.
Of course.
And if it's for a film.
Yeah, you've got a reason.
Yeah. My wife's not going to go, why are you just out of the house all the time getting punched? And the fella said to me, he goes, he's never drop your guard, never drop your guard, keep your hands up. And I said, oh, is there a way of sort of remembering? And he went, oh, yeah. And he went, bang, like that.
Oh.
He punched me in the face, like smashed me in the face. And he went, you won't do that again. And he was right. I kept my hands up. And but on the way home, he smashed my nose, and face was all blood running down there. Like, so they put, you know, clotted it all up, you know, put tissue in there. And then some face was throbbing. And then on the way home, I stopped at the supermarket, and they had samples of pate, right?
Pate? That's an expensive sample to have.
Yeah. I mean, they had very small bits of wood. There was no dipping your fingers in for the pate. And I thought, oh, I'll try that. So I was eating this pate. There's two old ladies also sampling the pate there. And I'm seeing pate like it's a bead. So these old ladies are, and I'm going, that's nice pate. And they're watching me and they're waiting their turn. But what had happened was I hadn't gone around with my face. It loosened up
where I
clotted. And my nose exploded. But to the old ladies, it looked like I'd just eaten the pate and then blood had started running out of my face. And I was going, oh, it's lovely pate. And these old ladies, they weren't impressed. So anyway.
What I'm going to do.
Go on.
It's going to be one of the strangest teasers in commercial radio history.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we're on the
because you are touring across the country. Your stand-up show is called Humanoid. If you want to get tickets, rossnoble.com. But can you stick around and can we come
back to
hear the fascination of the cheese knife?
Yeah.
Stick around.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ross Noble, we invited you to talk about whatever you wanted to talk about, and it's cheese knife.
Cheese
we got distracted with your daughter's
Carrie's
appetite.
She just found out about the
prongs at the end of the cheese knife and to pick up the bit of cheese once you've cut it.
Yeah.
And I was saying to you off air, which is not interesting, but you think it is.
It's massively interesting.
The reason that I didn't know that was weirdly, and you were just talking about pate, is because we were a pate family growing up.
Right.
Whereas we had.
What do you mean you're a pate family? I was a Straz family. Someone's done all right.
My family liked pate. We'd have gherkins and pate on crackers.
What's going on?
So we
had
often
a snack and Straz.
You know what's weird though, right? If you call it the Straz, right? But in South Australia, they call it Fritz.
Fritz. Well,
Fritz.
I grew
up
in South Australia and we had Fritz.
Fritz,
yeah.
Right.
No, you didn't. You just told us you had pate and
gherkins.
No,
but Fritz, when you go to the butcher, you'd ask for a slice of Fritz.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's why we never had the cheese knife thing. Right. And if we ever had cheese, we just had a normal knife.
Right.
We didn't need the fancy thing with the prongs at the end.
I'm thinking you should start a new feature on the show.
Yep.
Right? Instead of this new feature, you start a new feature and call it stuff you've just found out.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, literally, stuff that, like, you go, oh, that's the...
You know, the chopsticks one got me recently because they keep doing... I wish people would stop posting them on the internet because I like getting drip-fed these amazing little tidbits. But
right.
All the sites that I follow, they seem to pop up all the time. But you know, chopsticks, when they're wooden...
Yeah.
And you know how you just break them in half, yeah. But then they've got that end bit? You're actually meant to snap off that end bit first.
No.
And it's a little chopstick rest.
That's my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. The child loves the cheese.
Yes. But take me back to why you wanted to talk about the knives.
I forget that.
I thought maybe on the way in,
I was just...
Nothing profound,
thinking about cheese knives. Okay. That, to be honest, it's
is
not
that
like
what
a,
happens in your brain?
Yeah. I just think, I'll go, oh, yeah, cheese.
See,
yeah.
This is why I don't think... We have tried to do this segment before. Right. We had James Blunt in.
Yeah.
And I asked him about his pub because I just love the way he lives his life.
Yes.
And then our producer slid a piece of paper over to me saying, that's what he was going to talk about in the new segment. So then we didn't do it.
Oh.
And I've got a piece of paper in front of me that said, for the segment, what do you want to talk about? You were going to talk about motorbike racing.
But to be honest, but that's the way my head works. It's just like a sort of you spin the wheel and it's like, oh, cheese knives. And that's what's been occupying me.
Well, I found it fascinating. Yes. But I've really enjoyed
your daughter
the cheese
with cheese.
Yes, my daughter with cheese. We're on the subject of Bluntly, though,
yes.
What we both have in
common.
Stop
the clock again?
Stop the clock.
Okay, sure.
Bluntly, of course, he was a tank driver, wasn't he?
Yes.
In the army. And I used to own a tank.
No.
Yeah. So I used to own a...
How do you buy a tank?
Yes, in the UK, you can just buy tanks. It's not like here where people are a bit like, oh, you might, you know. But yeah, you can. So I bought it from a there's a website called Tanks a Lot.
It's not.
I swear to you. I swear to
you. There's not a website called Tanks a Lot.
This is so good.
This is
Ross
on your phone
now.
Ross, this is the other new segment I want to do, and it's called Financial Advice from Famous People.
Can we stop with all these segments?
Because
that's a great one.
It's so fun. I want a tank.
Yeah.
Because I went to
want a pub after speaking to James Blunt. There's only so many things.
A tram because they were...
I was going to buy a tram.
Yeah.
What?
Elton John had a tram. So do you
where did he put his tram?
Well, this is the interesting...
Takes a Lot, is it?
Oh, my God, there is a website called Takes a Lot.
Take it back.
I'm sorry.
So Elton John had a... Elton John was in Melbourne. He's doing some shows.
Yes.
This is years ago.
Yeah.
He said, I was out of control at the time. I'll tell you how out of control I was. I was married to a woman. Right? And so he loves Melbourne, absolutely loves Melbourne. And he saw that you could buy trams for cheap. So he just went, I'll buy, not that he's bothered. He just went, I'll buy a tram. And then he wanted it in his garden in Windsor. And he said to his tour manager, just get me the tram, and then so the tram had to be shipped back to Southampton in the UK, and then he had the option of he could either close all of the roads through Windsor in order to get the tram into his garden on a giant loader thing, because it was a big, wide, heavy loader, or have it helicoptered in.
Oh, my.
And he picked helicopter?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like on a Chinook or something?
You'd need more than one helicopter, wouldn't you?
No, a big Chinook too.
What's that mean?
You know the one from... Operation Dumbo Drop, the movie?
Yes.
No, the one from that.
Operation Dumbo Drop.
Okay.
No cheese knives.
I'm going to sit down with some pate and watch Operation.
With Tanks a Lot open in the corner.
Dennis Leary.
Yes. I'm getting distracted.
All right, this whole chat is one distraction from another, but we do need to take another song. When we come back, we'll get rid of all the distractions. And we want to finally hear about your daughter and the cheese.
We'll wrap it up all with Ross Noble up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still joined by Ross Noble.
Yeah, and we've stopped a lot of clocks and taken a roundabout journey through, I don't know, pate, tanks, chopsticks, boxing, Elton John, Dumbo Drop, I think. Anyway, I think, Ross, we're trying to... Finally need to hear about your daughter and the cheese.
Cheese. So she loves the cheese.
The
so
clock
much.
Started again.
We start the clock. Yeah. She loves the cheese. Last week she had a birthday. What do you want for your birthday cake? What sort of birthday cake do you want? And she said, I just want a full cheese.
Wheel.
Like a full wheel of cheese. We got her it.
candle.
God, it's expensive.
I mean, it's a good way for candles. No other kid to want a piece of cake.
Candles. And then we just ate lumps of cheese.
Can I give you a cheese fact that I learnt yesterday?
Yeah, go on.
So you know how cheese wheels are huge?
Yeah.
This started because cheese is taxed per unit, not by weight. Uh-huh. And so they made cheese wheels bigger and bigger
so they
to
get
taxed less.
Of course, in the UK, we have the cheese rolling. Have you ever seen that down the hill?
Yes, and they tumble.
Yeah.
But that night, the next morning after our birthday, all the family around, and my wife said, Willow had a terrible nightmare last night. And I went, really? Is that a surprise? What was the other point? So we're talking about the
knives, Elton John,
cheese,
the tram,
the
pate.
Knife, something the about the
is it, thing. Does it finish with your daughter being the youngest person to ever have gout?
Yes, quite possibly. I've got gout. I've got gout.
Stop the clock again. Hold on. Next time, why didn't you bring that as your thing we should talk about?
I'll tell you what, it's terrible gout, right? And the reason I got it was because myself and a mate of mine, we were doing a show in Ireland, right? Mm. We were there for a week. We're doing the producers, the musical, in Ireland. And in Dublin, they had this, I'll be quick. Sorry, the producer's just looking at me like, you know, there's other shows on the radio.
So we're not even on anymore.
Sorry, so we crashed off air. This has become a podcast extra. And so there was this one place in Ireland, in Dublin, that said, these are the best chicken wings in the whole of Dublin. Yeah. And then another place opened up and they said, no, we do the chicken wings. There's now 10 places selling the chicken wings. Oh. So we were in Ireland, we're doing 8 shows over the course of the week. So me and my mate decided we'd eat nothing but chicken wings for a week. Turns out you do that, triggers gout. So you're welcome. That's all I'm saying.
Make sure you see Ross Noble.
So much.
He is touring around the country. It's the Humanoid Tour. RossNoble.com is where you get tickets. Ross, it's always a pleasure.
And the movie as well.
It's an animated movie.
The Wish Mystery.
Yeah.
27th of February. Children's animation in the cinemas. Go and see that.
Ross Noble, thank you,
thanks.
Mate.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
What do you got coming up, Vickers?
No, I just one of the smartest people in my life is proving to be quite dumb.
Oh, am I? Am I really?
No, not you. Yeah. In fact, probably the smartest person I know.
Waleed.
No. Smarter than that.
Huh.
My gorgeous partner, Chris.
Yeah, well, I was looking around the room going, it's not any of these idiots here.
I mean, it's not. but he's done something very dumb and we need to discuss it next.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right. I think this could be a how dumb are you?
Ooh.
Or perhaps none of us actually know any of these words. Walking along the street with Chris today, and he said, we were talking about growing up as kids and when you'd go to the canteen, and he said, you know where there'd always be the Bainbury, and in the Bainbury there'd be like the hot
Bainbury.
Chips.
The Bainbury.
I said, the Bainbury. And he's a very smart man. I said, you mean the Bainbury? And he goes, no, it's Bainbury. And I was like, no, I think it's Bainmarie. And we argued about this for a long time until we Googled it, and it's Bainmarie.
Yeah, but you don't say
the N.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you?
No, it's Bainmarie.
So it's Bainmarie.
You were
so
correct.
I was right.
Yes, but I have seen it written.
Okay, because then next he said.
What did he call the Bainmarie?
The Bainbury. I almost didn't want to correct him at the idea he might go through life calling it the Bainbury.
Yeah, I know. And get him to bring it up all the time.
Then he said to me, I also learned the other day that apparently it's not the short shift. And I said, what?
What's
and he said, you know,
shift?
When someone dismisses you, they give you the short shift.
Short end of the stick?
No, that's a different thing.
The short end of the...
Apparently it's short shrift.
So he said, you give me the
short shrift in the bedroom. And I said, you want me to use that as an example on radio? He goes, yes, it means that you dismiss me. You don't give me enough.
You give him the short shrift in the bedroom.
But I always thought it was the short shift. So I've been walking around saying short shift and he's been walking around calling it Bainbury. Very good match.
The bedroom's thrown me.
What?
Because I don't know what the first thing is.
What? The short shrift.
Shiv. Well, I've got a shiv in my head, the short shiv.
But we're not shiving each other in the bedroom.
Not with the short bit?
Is a shiv, that's what they use in prison,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely
what
is.
Do they do in with it? I don't think I've ever known what
shiv people.
Is it like a knife?
Yeah, well, it's anything fashioned into a.
So oh,
a pen can be fashioned into a shiv or a toothbrush is quite the common one.
Is it?
There was a guy
what do you do,
who
file it down?
Yes, there was a guy who sharpened a frozen sausage into a shiv.
Yeah.
Not in prison. That wasn't in prison.
What, where? Yeah. For what?
I'm assuming the UK. They'd be up to that stuff.
So, but it wouldn't last very long.
No, you've got to start quick.
You'd have to be sharpening as you see the person that you're wanting to shiv.
Yeah, so if you ever see someone filing down a frozen sausage bun.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It has been a big week.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy rapt or raw.
When I look back on the week that was, I'm going to remember the time that I reunited the entire cast of season one of Australian Idol. Thank you, everyone. Yes, round of applause.
You're sorry. I was interested in your choice of words. The entire cast.
Oh, look, some couldn't make it.
Some of those people at the party were quiet. Then it was been so
Some are shy. They don't want to be out there. But yeah.
So it's safe to say you're wrapped.
Totally wrapped. You can't be raw about anything, can you?
I partied so hard that I'm raw.
Right.
Which makes me wrapped.
Should we look back at yesterday's party?
Press play now, please, Jesse.
On the shores of Sydney Harbour, in the shadow of the Opera House, Carrie and Tommy gathered the stars of season one of Australian Idol for a reunital party 17 years in the making.
They said we couldn't do it. They said we'd never make it here. But all thanks to the wonderful folks at Australian Land, ladies and gentlemen, we won!
Now, every good Australian Idol reunion needs a host, and we had James Matheson.
Couldn't get the other guy. Andrew G.
That's how we roll, mate.
We get Andrew G.
Andrew G. doesn't exist. Oh.
But James had a surprising admission.
You know what? I've never seen the show. Because it was live, we were always on it.
Probably why his memory of Millsy's so hazy.
Have you seen any of the stage shows I've been in?
Yeah, heaps of.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thank you.
Saw that one where you were the guy.
Yeah.
Popular guy. The
love that.
Thank you.
But Millsy's hard to forget. Based on the fashion look he was rocking yesterday.
I'm wearing the T-shirt over the shirt, really taking people back to 2003.
You know what's funny you mentioned that? Because as I saw you step on stage, I was like, what is he wearing?
But T-shirt over shirt aside, Millsy can still belt out a tune, even if it was Guys.
There you go, guys.
Amazing.
Rob Millsy. That's why I didn't win the show with that song.
That performance really touched us, and so we played a game of What Are You Touching? As we surprise reunited Sarah with her cousin Jodie, who she hadn't seen in over 3 years.
And you have one guess what you're touching.
Carrie.
No, but I love that you I love that you went for boobs and then decided that. Would you like to take off your blindfold and
see? Yes.
God, now you get me all emotional.
And the reunions kept coming as Cosima DeVito joined us.
I'm just looking at all of the guys going, we all look the same.
You do, though.
That's I feel like it's yesterday. It cannot be 17 years ago. It just can't.
I'm a bit disappointed. I was hoping someone would rock up and we'd go, geez, they have blown out. But you guys all look incredible.
Having cruelly withdrawn from the competition because of nodules all those years ago, Cosima showed us just how pure her voice still is today.
Ain't nobody gonna steal this heart away.
God, I've got goosebumps. That was incredible.
Damn, Cosima.
Oh my God, I've never wished more that I could sing, seeing all this talent in one spot.
And Carrie got her wish as everyone joined in for a nostalgic rendition of Rise Up. Back in the day, Idol fans were crazy, and Shannon Noel told us a story of true fandom.
So I was doing the gig, I think it was in Perth one time, and there's this lady there, and she kept sort of like really
opening your legs a lot, and I was like,
man,
and then I sort of, obviously I didn't mean to, but I'd had a closer look, and she had a massive big tattoo of my face
on one side,
and a massive big tattoo of Millie's face on the other side. There was a throw in the middle, so that must have been guys.
But the highlight of the reunital party was absolutely Carrie and Tommy joining Shannon Knoll to belt out his classic anthem.
What about me?
Survivor All Stars. I think we need to bring back Australian Idol.
I don't want to say we did that with the Masked Singer last year and I beat Paulini,
no.
But.
What about Tommy Carey?
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up is done for another day, time to disconnect and share the lamb. This summer, Lamb is bringing Australia together, chop by chop. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. This summer, share lamb, not selfies.